Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Keller Broken Heart Ranch, a leader in Simmental and Simmangus genetics, invites you to their first annual Heart of the Herd Fall Elite Female Sale Wednesday, December 10th at the ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. Selling 86 registered bred heifers, 8 breed-leading donors, and 12 elite young cows. Literally the absolute top of the herd. Bid and buy online at dvauction.com. Catalogs, videos, and sale information available at kbhrsimmental.com and ranchchannel.com. Don't miss this exciting Simmental and Simmangus event Wednesday, December 10th, Keller Broken Heart Ranch.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
As long as we're talking about birthdays this week, today, this young lady turned 63 years young. She was the lead actress in one of your favorite movies, Not the Devil Wears Prada.
Okay. So what kind of movie?
It was a kind of a psychological thriller. I'm going to almost say on the verge of kind of being a horror film, but more psychological thriller.
So it sounds like something I would like to have watched around Halloween.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I think you would just like to watch it all the time.
Do you have any lines or anything?
I have a line from it. You should get it immediately. Hello, Clarice. It's nice to see you again.
You're talking Jodie Foster.
Yes, turned 63 years young.
Jodie Foster's 63?
So what was that movie I just did?
The Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. It was a great movie, but her role in Panic Room?
That's the movie I was going to bring up.
That was awesome. If you haven't seen that, that is like a Tigger and Beck approved right there. They're a very, very good show.
I can't believe that's the movie you picked out, because that's immediately what my brain went to was Panic Room. And then after I saw that movie years ago, I've always thought, you know, next time we ever build, we have got to put in, you know, a safe room, a panic room. Some of us call them a gun room.
It's called a basement.
No, I don't want a basement.
She was in another movie where she was an astronaut and Matthew McConaughey was in that. Remember that movie?
Yes, it was Contact.
That was a good movie where she was an astronaut and saw aliens and all this stuff.
There you go. Some movies to watch tonight.